97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Get away. Restless feeling. Really got a hold.
So what our opponents have never understood is that this movement has never been about me. It's always been about you. It's been about a lot of people, millions and millions of people, the biggest ever in the history of this country, maybe anywhere. And everyday people who are the heart and soul of our country, they love our movement, they love our country, and they know they're doing right. Your hopes are my hopes, your dreams are my dreams, and your future is what I am fighting for every single day.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Mark.
You know, I was listening to the president's speech up in Butler, Pennsylvania this weekend, and it's just odd that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court just made a pretty big decision up there as well. Once again, correct me if I'm wrong here, the left, these leftist groups stepped in to try to stop election integrity in Pennsylvania, and the Supreme Court rejected it.
That's right. They tried to say that a law that requires you, when you sign your absentee ballot, to also put a date on it, that you shouldn't be required to comply with saying putting a date on it. And the state Supreme Court threw it out. Now, it was a procedural matter. They said, well, you didn't sue the right people, but this close to the election, even if they refile it, you know, I doubt that the left is going to get what they want out of the case.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, they said they wouldn't deal with it this close to the election. The chief justice of the Supreme Court disagreed with that decision and claimed that people were going to be disenfranchised. I mean, it's pretty simple. You can either follow the rules or you don't have to. But if you choose not to follow the rules, why shouldn't that be watched?
Well, in fact, Mark, you'd make a better Chief Justice of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, because the case is absolutely that simple. And it's the left wanting to take away anything that would help for, in this case, for example, make sure that you actually voted prior to Election Day. You know, none of this would be a big issue if states would go back to saying, you know, if you're going to use the absentee ballot, it's got to be in the hands of election officials by the end of Election Day. These kind of issues are caused by the fact that now they're now saying, oh, you know, these absentee ballots, we'll keep counting them even if they come in after Election Day.
Right. Right. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. You know, I did also read a story this weekend. I don't want to catch you off guard with this one, but it was reported by the Detroit News, of all people, showing a redacted police report describing how the Muskegon city clerk in Michigan encountered a woman dropping off 8,000 to 10,000 completed voter registration applications, but the registrations included the same handwriting, non-existent addresses, and incorrect phone numbers. And she worked for one of these outside groups paid for by black money, you know, dark money, that was trying to register people for Joe Biden. I mean, here we go again. They'll deny it every time. And then you find more examples of potential fraud.
Yeah. And if it wasn't for them catching her, those would have gone in. And, you know, the likelihood that election officials would have just processed them without noticing anything, unfortunately, highly likely.
You know, Hans, we're what, like 30 days or so out from the election? And I saw this article that you had written on the Daily Signal talking about how the Naval Academy had invited this history professor to come speak. And this person has already said, yeah, I plan to attack Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, in the blog that she wrote about it, she's comparing him to Vladimir Putin. Basically, she's saying he's a fascist. He loves Vladimir Putin. He loves the dictator of China. I mean, it's like she's hallucinating in the things she's saying. But look, the point isn't, do you agree or disagree with her? The Naval Academy is not supposed to be engaging in partisan election interference, and yet they've invited this woman to come speak. By the way, You won't find that on their website. In the past, they've always publicized this lecture, this annual lecture. The only reason we know she's there is because she blogged about it.
Wow. And you cited the directive which bans members like that from engaging in partisan political activities. What's their excuse here? Are they claiming free speech?
They haven't reacted. I haven't seen that they have said anything about us pointing out who they're having, though.
Well,
I tell you, though, after publishing this, I've been called and contacted by all these retired naval officers who are really upset about this.
Well, because they wouldn't have somebody there who would probably attack Kamala Harris, right? It's just okay
exactly.
It's Donald Trump, right? And you have to wonder how many other schools, well, in this case, this is the Naval Academy, but how many other schools are doing this across the country?
Yeah, no, that is exactly right. And boy, you know, given the creative fantasies in this supposed historian's mind, she's from New York University. Boy, I also feel I feel sorry for her students that she's the history professor yeah. they're getting with her warped view of the world.
Boy, that's the truth. Hans, thanks for your time this morning, as always. We appreciate it. Have a great week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Hans von Spakovsky there, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. You know, something else just popped up here. I'm going to get to it when we get back here. We're going to talk to Nicole Murray, but a video just surfaced of a FEMA training on disaster response, and they want to focus their effort on LGBTQIA people who were already struggling before the storm, and they want to make sure that more resources are going to those people than anybody else. Because we have to overreach our efforts in order to provide equity in storm relief. It's unbelievable how far left these government agencies have drifted. We'll get to that when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.